Preachers always like to point out that today is the only day on the church calendar when we celebrate a piece of furniture. Of course, we're not celebrating a piece of furniture. We are honoring the shepherding office given to Peter by Christ and held today by our Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI. And even so, some would claim that the office of Peter, as it is currently understood by the church, well, it is a kind of furniture, a decorative chair, too pretty to actually use, a chair sealed in plastic of tradition, away from the grubbiness of life, a chair moved out of the museum of grandma's sitting room only when important guests show up, but otherwise kept hidden away. A chair, in other words, too delicate to sit on, too fragile to clean up, and in much need of a good repair job. But today is about seeing the relationship between Peter's confession and who the office of Peter is. In a scene that we've all come to recognize as a teaching moment, Jesus sits with his students and asks this thunderclap question: who do people say the Son of Man is? The disciples give a variety of answers covering all the bases: John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, or some other prophet sent by God. You can almost see Jesus nodding, slightly amused by the answer, but still very understanding. And notice that the first formulation of this question asks who the Son of Man is. Once the disciples have shouted out their answers, Jesus changes the question. But who do you say that I am? Jesus answers his own question by changing the terms of the question the second time around. He is the Son of Man. Peter, obviously the eager beaver leader of the student group, pipes up immediately and says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And notice something else here. All of the disciples are implicated in the initial incorrect answers. Only Peter answers the second question. Alone, he answers correctly. And like the good professor he is, Jesus praises Peter by saying, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah." Now, what does this extraordinary exchange tell us about the commission Jesus gives Peter when he, Jesus, calls Peter the rock and then gives him the keys to the kingdom? The most basic revelation here is the direct link between the truth of who Jesus is for us and the teaching office of Peter. It falls to our Holy Father to constantly put before the church the reality of the God-man, the truth of the Incarnation. It falls to our Holy Father to call us back, to always call us back to the essential confession of every Christian, Catholic or not, that the man Jesus, the son of Joseph and Mary, is the promised Messiah of the prophets, that he is the anointed one of the Father, that he is the Lamb who upon the cross makes it possible for all of us to participate in the divine life. The chair of Peter will be a piece of furniture when we look back from the throne of God. But for us now, looking forward to the throne of God, the chair of Peter is a compass, a roadmap, an infallible guide. And please notice that we do not celebrate the popes as a category. We celebrate this or that pope as a saint, certainly, and we celebrate the office of the papacy, which is what we do today. But we do not lift up and honor the popes as men incapable of error or sin, as men separated from their ministry in Peter's succession. And the reason for this is very simple. No man is above sin. We know that this or that pope made it to the throne of God as a saint, and the chair of Peter itself sits in honor near the throne of God. But as we all know, our history is spoiled with the avarice, lust, pride, and arrogance of men who have sat in that chair. And this is precisely why Peter's confession, "You are the Christ," must remain on our lips as we pray, as we work, as we play, and as we live and die. Today's Feast of the Chair of Peter is not a celebration of Joseph Ratzinger, or Carol Wotila, or Angelo Giuseppe Roncalli, or even Peter himself. Today we celebrate the teaching office of the Holy Spirit that shouts from the first century Judea all the way to 21st century Irving, Texas. Jesus of Nazareth is the Christ.